I've spoken to listeners and to callers who have said, stupid Saturday, we're doing it too soon. I think, and this is my opinion, I think the mentality and the ethos behind tomorrow, with all these exciting things that are happening, should be sensible Saturday. And I'm really, really honoured and pleased to be joined on the phone now by Congleton's Mayor, Sally Ann Holland. And Sally, what I wanted to ask you was, because there's a lot of hype around all the reopenings tomorrow of pubs, restaurants, hairdressers is probably a lot of people's favourite at the moment, but what has the town done or is doing to welcome people back, but also what are the businesses doing to make it safe for people to return?
Well, first of all, good afternoon to all your listeners, Mike, and thank you so much for having me back on again. It's lovely to be on air. Well, Congleton's doing a great deal, actually, and we're really looking forward to welcoming people back, and I totally echo your sentiments about a sensible return to the high street. We have quite a selection of pubs and cafes that will be opening, but I have to say that some are not reopening. They don't feel they're quite there yet. And the traders, well, our traders locally, they've set up their own little group called the Bear Town Business Collective, and they're looking at all sorts of ways to safely welcome people back to the high street and the shops. I have been in quite a few shops. Last night we had our very first, our inaugural late night shopping. That is up until 8 p.m. on a Thursday night now, a weekly event in Congleton. And I went into various shops. They've got one-way systems, they've got signs. They're expecting people to come in, you know, only a few people at a time. And I expect they'll think, you know, Congleton is known as Bear Town and it's the friendly town. And they will expect people to, if we have got to queue, form a small queue outside, be respectful of people, socially distance, socialise perhaps while you're socially distancing. And I think that's the ethos of what we are hoping to reopen Congleton back up fully for.
Yeah, because I think one of the mentalities, Sally, and I'm sure you'll echo this, is we want people to come back to the town and spend money to help reinvigorate and rejuvenate the town's businesses to get the economy back on its feet. If we do it locally, then nationally and hopefully internationally, the world can recover from all this, can't it?
Certainly, yeah, we're really excited about more people coming back into town, but we are urging people to take care, look out for others and themselves. You know, many of our shops, they're wonderful, they're smaller independents, and as I say, some of them, as I said earlier, they can only afford to allow a couple of families or a few individuals in the shop at one time. I do believe that the weather's looking as if it's going to perk up over the next week, so, you know, as I said earlier, if you're going to have to queue, just be friendly and understand the circumstances we're in. COVID has not gone away, despite the fact that we're, you know, saying that we're opening up this weekend. We still have to be sensible. We still have to think carefully about what we're doing and the people around us.
Yeah, definitely. And I think if you look at Leicester for an example, Sally, that they are in a position where they won't be able to reopen, unfortunately, tomorrow due to the infection rate and the deaths have increased in Leicester. So for us, we're in a very fortunate position, and we need to stay humble about that, don't we? Because we need to remember we're in this position because of the hard work that everybody, the sacrifices we've all made to get to this stage. But now, I think patience is something that's going to be huge over the next couple of days. Social distancing is something I think we're kind of getting used to at the moment. Would you echo the fact that being patient, being friendly, and enjoying the experience is the right way to do it?
Absolutely. We've got to take Leicester as an example and look into that. I'm sure their demographic is certainly different to Congleton and maybe other towns in our area. However, we mustn't rest on our laurels here. We don't want to go backwards, do we? No doubt COVID-19 has had a huge impact on our high streets. Many of our shops have no choice to close for 12 weeks. And footfall across the country is less than half of what it was the year before. So we know that high streets are having a hard time. We just need to be sensible, but we certainly do want to help them recover and get back on their feet, of course. You've just got to do it carefully, haven't we?
Yeah, I would say. Definitely. And what I would say, Sally, is if anybody's not been to Congleton before, A, what on earth have you been doing with yourselves? Why have you not been into Congleton and done a bit of shopping? But what can people expect then? Let's say tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock, somebody who's not been to Congleton shopping before, and they're thinking, oh, we need to get a few bits and pieces. I'd like to sit and have a coffee somewhere. Be nice to go for a bit of food later on in the afternoon or grab a pint before we head home. What can they expect from Congleton?
Well, certain places, I know that there's various bars that are open, but they have pre-booked. So I think they might be fully booked because people obviously want to have that experience that they haven't been able to witness for quite some months. So check before you go, I would say. If you're going somewhere, I know that there's places like Deviate and Rumbar. I know the younger generation are really itching to get back to the pubs, as many of us are. So just check and don't be disappointed. But yeah, I think the cafes, they're all open and they are hoping to take your orders. Yeah, so the shops are all open. Just be managed, you know. I think you've got to think, well, I might not be able to get in that shop straight away. We've been liaising with all the traders. I went to a traders group last week and they were so enthusiastic about getting back on board, what they're going to do, things that they can do in a socially distanced kind of manner to you know, welcome people back to their stores and get people selling and the tills ringing, hopefully.
Yeah, definitely. And ultimately, what's great about Congleton is the fact that all the businesses are kind of working together to make sure that the bigger picture is that Congleton survives the pandemic ultimately, but also the businesses can work together. And I think things like social distancing, patience, and just, you know what, put a smile on your face and enjoy the fact that we can now go out and actually experience this, because things are changing. But one thing you did mention, Sally, is Congleton are doing a late night shopping, aren't they? And this is something that normally we hear about over the Christmas period. I'll say that quietly. What's the mentality behind bringing it back now?
I think the mentality was so that key workers that have been working through the COVID-19, who perhaps haven't had the opportunities to go into town before work, and so that 5 till 8 window where they could perhaps come back into town on the way back from work and go and grab a few things, go and visit a few shops, particularly the you know, the independents, and they could, you know, get some regeneration going on the businesses and help them, but also create a little bit of atmosphere in the town too.
Fantastic.
Not too much, hopefully.
Yeah, and it's going to be good for everybody's mentality, isn't it, moving forward. Mm-hmm. So Cheshire Silk 106.9 are dubbing this Sensible Saturday. Sally, just finally, before I let you go, as I really appreciate you sparing me some time this afternoon, what is your message to the people of Congleton or anybody from outside of Congleton that may want to come and visit this weekend?
Well, please come and visit us if you're out of town. I think if you've been on lockdown and you've been in your own town and you just fancy a change of scenery, we are open for business, and please come and visit. We are a friendly bunch here in Congleton. And, yeah, let's try and get our high streets back in the right direction. We don't want to be invaded, because that wouldn't be Sensible Saturday, would it? But we want to promote all the businesses.
Fantastic. That's Congleton's Mayor, Sally Ann Holland, joining me on Cheshire Silk 106.9. The message is clear and it is simple. Tomorrow is going to be an exciting day, but please be sensible on Saturday. Enjoy the pubs, enjoy the restaurants, enjoy the town. Congleton is a great town. I've been there myself many, many times. And if you are looking for something slightly different to do, then please be aware, the pace of life is slightly slower. Patience is a virtue. But if we do it right, we won't get locked down. This is all down to us. We've made massive sacrifices over the past couple of months. We're starting to see the light at the end of the tunnel. Let's keep that light burning.